In some cities with growing numbers of homeless people, the issue goes beyond encampments and public places. They're also coping with more people living in cars and RVs parked on city streets. Montana PBS's Joe Lassar reports on how city leaders in Bozeman, Montana, are dealing with the tensions arising from this more visible display of homelessness.
I tell you, man, you gotta have thick skin out here.
Oh, we got the windows broke out.
That one up there is just completely gone.
Yeah, that one's had the BB come through there.
Steve and Belinda Ankeny have been living in their trailer on the streets of Bozeman for the past 3 years.
We take plates around, or if people are having a hard time and they're not eating, they'll stop by and ask if we can help her anyway.
The rising cost of living has only compounded issues they've been facing for years.
I was raised with the drugs, I was raised with the alcohol. That's all I knew.
Both have struggled with addiction. Belinda works full-time at a restaurant, but health issues, made worse by inconsistent access to care, have affected Stephen's ability to work.
One of the biggest misconceptions is that we want to be here, that we're not trying to get out.
Belinda's legal troubles add another barrier to securing housing.
Yeah, the mental health issues, the drug issues, the in and out of incarceration, not getting the right help, not being on the right meds, you know, just us.
Urban camping, as it's been named, has increased by 200% in the last 2 years, according to city officials. It's a growing issue that's increasingly dividing Bozeman.
If Bozeman is too expensive to live in, choose another place to live.
But it feels more like a war zone with all this housing crisis and no solutions to anything.
Bozeman doesn't owe anybody anything.
I've never seen it or been in a city where there's so much conflict over how this homelessness thing.
To tackle this growing issue, Bozeman recently implemented a new ordinance limiting camping in the same spot to 30 days, with an option for filing for an extension. There are rules about keeping camps clean, and after 3 warnings, $25 civil penalties will be issued. If unsanitary conditions continue, the city can clear a camp 72 hours after giving notice. But some are criticizing city leaders for putting too much of a burden on the unhoused. Others feel they're being too lenient. Mayor Terry Cunningham says the rules about where camping will be allowed will help make the situation more manageable.
You can't be parked in front of a business. You can't be parked in front of a school, childcare facility, residence, etc. So narrowing the areas that it is acceptable to camp in front of is important so we can get some level of predictability and control.
But many camps are already in compliance with those rules. A group of businesses are suing the city, alleging that it is refusing to enforce existing laws within the homeless encampments. Andrew Hinnenkamp runs one of the businesses involved in the lawsuit.
Early on, we had some theft of services on the property. We had a little bit of a harassment interaction with an employee and one of the individuals.
Homelessness has always been on the radar. This, with urban camping, RVs, more cars, this is a recent phenomenon.
Because of the generators, new model cars, and TV antennas, there's a sentiment in Bozeman that people are choosing to camp in order to save money on housing. City officials acknowledge that some people are doing that and will be asked to move on. But figuring out who those people are comes with challenges.
One of the difficulties is having the discussion and saying, why are you currently homeless? They are not required to provide us with that information and often are uncomfortable answering those types of questions.
The population of people experiencing homelessness in Bozeman has increased by 50% since 2020. And the groups providing services to this growing population have struggled to meet the demand.
As a result of COVID, there was this big uptick in demand, and there was this outpouring of support, and now the outpouring of support has dropped off, but the demand has stayed up at this level, and the resources are very insufficient to meet the need.
Heather Grenier, who runs the nonprofit Human Resource Development Council, says her organization's caseload is at capacity, and there are not many alternatives available.
It's remarkably difficult because there's no pathway for us to help them. There's no housing. There's no rental assistance to help them get into a housing unit, even if there were a housing unit. There's no transitional housing.
Usage of HRDC's overnight shelter has nearly doubled since 2019. Some of that need should be eased when their new 24/7 shelter opens, but that's not expected until next year. Grenier believes this newer, more visible form of homelessness has caused a shift in attitudes around Bozeman.
The just general sentiment that everyone deserves a safe, warm place to sleep doesn't really resonate with everyone anymore.
Is it not on? Are we out? Are we out for real?
No. Oh. No, well, it's eating up. I don't know. Okay.
Caught between a lack of services and a frustrated community are people like Stephen and Belinda.
There are good people in Bozeman. It's just the ugly overshadows the good so bad. This is what it's about. We are having these struggles and we are having these problems, but as soon as we get through them, we are going to be okay. We are going to get to the other side.
Yeah.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Joe Lasar in Bozeman, Montana.